Some friends of mine moved to Duluth in the mid-80s from about 6 miles away, bringing their cat Rainer with them. After a few days, the cat disappeared. For 3 weeks, they searched their new neighborhood and did all the things people do to find a missing pet. Just as they were losing hope of ever seeing him again, they ran an errand back in their old neighborhood, and there was Rainer. Homing is one of the most studied and yet least understood phenomena in the animal world. Incredible journey stories abound about dogs and cats returning to a home site from unbelievable distances, surmounting unbelievable odds. But even if the homing instinct is strong in a particular pet, the odds of finding its way cross-country with expressways, rivers, and dog catchers in the way are pretty steep. In human beings who are supposedly more advanced than our pets, orientation and navigation are very poorly developed instincts. Maybe that's why when people think of homing, they think of birds, and the bird people usually think of is the homing pigeon. People are often disappointed to learn that the common city pigeon, one of the most abundant birds in the whole country, is the same bird that has saved countless people and executed incredible missions in wartime, and the same bird that even in this age of sophisticated telecommunications can relay messages, carry blood samples, and generally make itself useful to humans. Ornithologists call it the rock dove, but pigeon fanciers usually call it the domestic pigeon, the racing pigeon, or the homing pigeon. All the fancy breeds of pigeons are really just selectively bred varieties of the basic gray species, and they interbreed indiscriminately. My big brother spent his boyhood racing pigeons. He got his start with Rocky, a dusty gray pigeon clumsy enough to allow a 10-year-old boy to drop a paper bag over him as Rocky ate spilled grain in a Chicago railroad yard. Rocky collected a lot of ribbons in local pigeon races. Then my brother got interested in more exotic breeds like tumblers, fantails, pouters, and king pigeons, and Rocky kept spoiling his breeding program. His racing talents were eclipsed only by his procreative abilities. So Rocky had to go. We were taking a vacation to Florida, so we took him along and set him free at Miami Beach. Rocky beat us back to Chicago. Then he was sent to northern Manitoba with an uncle on a fishing trip. My uncle took a plane home, but Rocky beat him, too. After that, my brother gave up. He built a dividing wall in the coop to keep Rocky from his fancy purebred females. But like Romeo, with love's light wings, did Rocky o'erperch those walls. Pigeon mongrels and purebreds abounded in our yard for 12 years, but my brother never had another bird that raced as well as Rocky, his common old railroad pigeon. Many other species of birds fly long distances to return to a nest site. Next time I'll tell you about some of the theories ornithologists have developed for explaining how pigeons and other birds, and maybe even lost cats, find their way home. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.